Good morning.
Couple number 203, Matt and John. And I picked this week's movie, Rubber, the Killer Tire. John, I really want to know, what'd you think of Rubber? It sucks, John. You can just say it sucks, Matt. You know,
going into it, you're like, oh, this is going to be hilarious, or this is going to be great. And you're just kind of like going through it, you're like, what is happening? Why is this happening? You know? And thank goodness they started the movie off with that little monologue of, why did that happen? No reason. Why did this happen? No reason. And by the middle of the movie, you're like, yep, I get it. I get it.
Get it? Oh, boy. Yeah, I know, John. I didn't know what to... Well, I think when I thought of a killer tire, the one thing I didn't get that I expected was maybe the tire actually running over somebody's face or something, John? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, if you would have said, maybe a hey, you're going to have telepathic powers, I would have said, well, that's kind of strange.
Telekinetic murdering abilities? No, didn't even see that.
You need to give us something. Like, you're treating this tire in the beginning like it's a newborn baby, right, John? Like, it's just learning how to walk, and it's learning the world, and it's like, what's this? A bug?
That's interesting. Yeah. You know, I wasn't sure. Like, I felt like when the tire comes alive at the beginning of the movie, I thought maybe he was like drunk and, you know, was staggering, you know, it's like had a hangover and just pissed at everything. So he just starts running stuff over. Woke up drunk in the desert, you know, just a hangover. Like, all right, time to get moving.
I kind of would have rather had a drunk tire just drunk. Oh boy, one too many apple martinis last night, Mr. Tire.
Yep.
I called him, I was calling him something, Tyree, or what was it called? Rubby. I was calling him Rubby through the movie.
Rubby the Tire, yeah. We find out he does have a name, though. Not till the credits. If you paid attention to the credits, the tire's name is Robert.
Oh, I did not know that. Wow.
Yeah.
Bob the Tire. Huh? All right.
Yeah, now you know.
Hey, Bobby. Hey.
I was just looking at the credits, you know, whatever. And then they come up and it's like, they did like every person. You know how they do every character with the credits? I thought that was cool. You know, nobody you knew anyway, so it didn't matter. But then they did the tire and they called him Robert. I'm like, what?
I didn't know that. I think when the credits hit, I just threw up my my book and said, all right, I'm done. All right.
I'm done. Fuck you.
This movie just sucks. You know, I'm jumping off the killer things for a while. All right. This has damaged me for a while. I'm not picking any kind of. I told Terry, I go, I might have to go with something I know when I'm getting, like the Smurfs 2. Like, I need to get, you know, something I know when I'm getting. All right.
Yep.
Because this is, I don't even know. I don't.
Sometimes these movies are gems, and sometimes.
Sometimes they're the. We got a tire watching TV. All right, I'm trying to figure this out, John. All right. Does this tire have eyeballs? He's sitting there watching TV, John.
Watching TV. The tire was breathing. Did you see the tire breathing at one point in the movie?
Well, he starts convulsing when he's ready to carry stuff, right? Like when he's ready to fucking blow shit up, he starts twitching.
Yeah.
This is a movie. Oh, well, this is one of the two movies in the movie, I should say. Because there's another part of this movie. That is, let me tell you something. I would love to meet these people because I don't know what the fuck they're doing. There's a group of people who are watching. First of all, how did they know the tire was going to be alive? And, okay, whatever. There's a group of people And there's a guy telling them to watch. They're all watching the tire with binoculars, and they can all see it no matter how far he goes, by the way. But there's a group of people watching the tire kill things and people.
Yep. They think they're watching a movie, like. Is it a movie? We're not really sure. Was it all acting, or were there only certain people who were acting and not others? The people whose heads exploded, did they really explode?
I don't know. I don't know. I gotta know. You gotta tell me, why is the tire alive? Because it looks like it's been out there for a while. Why did he come alive right now and start terrorizing this tiny town?
No reason. That was the theme of the movie. No reason.
Yeah, they nailed that part. I'll give them that.
Yep. If that's what they were going for, and they got it. They figured that part out.
Oh, boy. Okay, first of all, John, estimated budget, $500,000. Yep. Tagline, are you tired of the expected? And so, yeah, we start out with this, a bunch of chairs in the middle of nowhere. Car comes along, runs over all the chairs.
Those chairs must have been assembled with what, like bubble gum? I mean, they all just fell. You know, they didn't break; they fell apart, like they were held together. Not even as good as Legos.
This car runs over all these chairs, then it stops. Then a cop gets out of the trunk and starts talking to the camera, John.
You know, asks a bunch of pointless questions, like, why is E.T. brown? I don't know. Yeah, it just kept going on. What is he doing? And then he ends with, like, okay, this movie is an homage to the No Reason. And, like, is he talking to us, the audience, or the people there watching the tire? What?
Yeah, why were you in the trunk? All these people there, right? Then you see all these people standing there, and you're like, "Oh, right." He gets back in the truck.
So I'm gonna say, there's got to be some parts of this movie, or the movie itself, that makes our WTF list. Because I mean, that's all this movie was. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah. Oh boy. Yeah, there's one I know you're gonna love. I know there's one that you're gonna love. It involves a turkey. All right, that's all. What the fuck was that, John? I'm sitting here watching this, and I'm like, Terry's sitting over there, and she's like, I got...
Why is there a turkey in the hotel room?
How did this guy cook a turkey in a hotel room? How did he do it?
Oh, the best coffee maker / turkey cooker.
I couldn't even do that in my room. I didn't have a coffee maker.
A real nice room, you get a microwave, you know?
Oh, yeah,
how long do you got to microwave a turkey? I don't know. I've never tried.
Oh, boy. That's not going to come out butterball-like, I got to say. I bet it's not.
Just not. It's going to be frozen in the middle, I'll tell you what.
I love that part. I love it. I love that part. Oh, my God. Not as good as towards the end, though, because, oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah, they all get these binoculars to watch this movie, quote, unquote.
Somebody asked, is this movie in color or black and white? You're like, what? What? Are you watching, like, a drive-in movie for, like, across the road or something? The kid goes, it's already boring.
Oh, John, I see what I put down here. You're going to laugh at this. I didn't know I wrote this, right? Because I watched this last week. You know, so. But I put down, oh, we meet Rubby here. And he's, I put, I guess he's waking up. Is he drunk, newborn, or confused?
I wrote maybe a little drunk. That's what I, as it gets up, starts to roll, maybe a little drunk. Kind of aimlessly rolls in the desert, no particular direction.
Yeah, wouldn't it be funny? Like, he is just, you know, he's hungover, then he finds another bottle of booze and he just chugs it, and that's what keeps, he just stays drunk the whole day, right? There you go. Yeah, he comes across all these different things in the desert, and he's not sure about if he should crush it or not. He ends up, he always crushes everything.
Yeah,
water bottle from Costco crushes it.
Scorpion crushes it. Beer bottle, beer bottle, is it gonna crush? He's not heavy enough. He's just a tire, no rim, no car, just rubber. So what's the tire to do?
Move along, John? I don't know.
No, nope. We're going to start wildly vibrating. Create a high pitch, psychokinetic telekinesis, something like that, and boom. Beer bottle breaks.
Oh, boy. Quite the tally you got there, I got to say.
It is interesting. It is interesting.
This is one of these tires you would not get with the buy two, get two free sale. I can tell you that much right there.
Buy four, get a free donut.
What's the range on this, John? Like, I don't...
60,000 miles or 5 years.
can he lay down and twitch? Because he's always upright.
He's always rolling.
You know?
Yeah.
All these questions I don't get answered. You know?
Gotta find answers to these questions. So they show the crowd watching the movie, right? And one of the dudes, he's like in a wheelchair. And I wasn't sure about that at first. I didn't realize. But the first time I saw him, I was like, is that Brett Favre?
Boy, he's falling off, boy. Yeah, it's been downhill since the Packer days. Yeah.
Oh, man.
We don't even remember the Jets days, do we? No, we don't. We don't. Oh, is that Brett Favre? We don't know, John. You watched the credits. Was it?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure it wasn't Brett Favre, but I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, yeah. So I guess old Robbie here, I guess he's tired. Take a nap, I guess. I don't know.
Yep.
This group of people are sleeping in the desert.
What in earth is going on? Like, you're not watching a movie, you're watching like a multi-day event. Did you at least bring yourself a energy bar or no? Maybe a monster, something, right?
Yeah, no granola bar, no trail mix out here.
What are you thinking? Who's going to go out in the middle of the desert and not even, like, bring a bottle of water? I don't know.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah. Probably the same people that eat motel turkey. My name, my new album, Motel Turkey.
That is a great album title, Motel Turkey. It makes no sense, and it's perfect.
Oh, you got that right. Yeah, so then he makes a rabbit explode. And then what I love is when he makes this rabbit explode, right after he does it, cue the pop music, John. Like, I was like, oh, boy, now what are we doing? Oh, boy.
Yeah, tire drinks some water, kills a rabbit. So the rabbit's the first thing, like, first living thing he kills. So that was interesting.
There was a scorpion.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Scorpion was the first one. By the way, I made a kill list. I think I got... He really didn't kill that many things, right?
Uh-huh.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm going to go with 7 kills, not including the water bottle and the beer can and, you know... We go 7 living things that he killed. So rabbit, soul. Scorpion, those are the first two. Yeah, your soul got added in.
Part of me died. Oh, boy. So then this car is driving by, and he makes it die? John? I don't...
Somehow.
Like,
yeah. He vibrates, it causes the car to stall out. And then, because, you know, you're in the middle of the desert and there can't be that many people driving, yet here comes a dude in a truck who I think was trying to change the station on his Pandora or something. Uh-huh. I'm assuming. Mm-hmm.
Yep, you know. Yeah, I get it. Yeah,
he ends up hitting the tire and narrowly missing that girl in the car her car is stalled. And I'll tell you what, I saw a video not that long ago. There was like a car driving and a truck's tire popped off and the car hit that tire and launched into the air. It was like a Kia and it was like flying through the air. It was like, yeah. Oh man.
Yeah, I saw that with John. I never seen a car go that high. Like
that was amazing.
Just going up in the air.
It was just like, boom, gone. Could you imagine you're in driving and that happened? Oh my lord, I'd have crapped myself so fast.
You're like, is that guy's tire just gone? Whoa, wee!
Like, what is that?
Oh boy, I bet they're glad that car was behind him with that footage, though.
Like, yeah, yep. Yeah, oh my god.
You know, I went 40 feet in the air. I swear.
Side of the road, sure. The guy's like, I got it all on film. I'm calling Channel 7 News right now. How much money do I get for this one?
You got that right. We're going on the TikToks for this one.
Oh, yeah, this is going viral.
So the guy drives by. Yeah, he hits tire. So then the guy's at the gas station, and she drives by and gives him the finger. Is that because he didn't stop and help?
Like, so, yeah, so her car stalled out, and he just, like, whizzed by her and didn't even, like, bother to help. You know, woman in a car broke down in the middle of the desert probably would have been cool to stop and help out, right? Yeah, whatever. Tire wasn't happy about it either, right, Mr. Rubber?
Oh, boy.
He, Mr.
Rubber? Your rubber.
Because she got away, they both got away, and he couldn't get either of them, so he was pretty upset about that. But he did see a crow and blew that up, so we got another kill count.
I got crows here, John. There's a two giant ass crows floating around my house. They got big ass crows.
Yeah.
I see. I'm like, what the hell? I hear this thing flapping around like it's a fucking an eagle out here. I'm like, what the hell is that? Didn't hear. I'm like, what the hell?
Yep. Like,
hopefully it doesn't take my wieners. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you were saying it kills a crow.
Kills the crow. Oh, at the gas station, did you notice that the gas station sold leaded gas?
Oh, that's the good stuff right there.
That's got to be in high demand out there, I guess, maybe.
I didn't see that. I saw the payphone, John.
There was a payphone, right?
We always like a payphone sighting. Right, payphone.
Yeah, so after she flips him off, he goes to the payphone, which doesn't work. Probably because of some zombievers. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you're not communicating tire with anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tire shows up, vibrates, and his head explodes. Increase the kill count.
How does it do that? Why doesn't his whole body explode?
Why just the head?
Why is
that? Why doesn't the guy like scream in pain before he has his head explode? You think just like an instantaneous from, oh, what's going on? To, oh, there goes my head.
Like, could he make my nutsack explode?
Oh.
Could he do that? I don't know. I don't know. My eyeballs? Just my eyeballs? I don't know. I'm just curious here. I got to know how this works here. I need a tire cam.
Right,
I needed like a Robo War targeting system and tire cam where it locked in on his head, right? And it had a little targeting system.
Decision matrix, let person go. Stern warning, exploding head.
Or did you just run into him? It's only got those options: stern warning, leave alone, or your head explode. Yeah, that's
those are your options.
Oh god, I hated watching this shit. Oh boy.
This girl in the convertible, she stops at the Easy Rest Inn, which did not look like the, you know, a 5-star hotel. This looked a little sketchy.
Yeah. I wonder how much this runs a night here. What do you think, John? Is this 1995? Like, what are we looking at here?
Definitely 1999 a month. Yeah, a night. Yeah.
It's one of those things that still have the free HBO side up, right? Yeah.
Oh. You know? Or HBO is only $5 extra.
What? So this girl's in there, and old Mr. Rubber here, he's like, I'm going to go in for a look because it's a guy tire?
I don't know about you. When I go into a hotel room, I shut the door behind me. I lock it, you know?
What's wrong with you?
Especially if I'm planning on getting naked and taking a shower. I'm going to shut and lock the door before I do that.
John, you got to live free, man. You just got to let something happen, man. Leave the door open. Whoever wants to come in, come on in.
Whatever drifter in the desert that stops by.
Whatever tire happens to be.
Weird.
Who's going to do this? I mean, really. Nobody's going to fucking be like, you know what? All right, let me get into my room. All my stuff's in here. Let me get naked. I'll just leave the door open. I mean, I could walk the 8 feet over there and close it. But you know what?
Nah.
Just leave it open.
Maybe the room just had a weird smell and she was trying to air it out.
Boy, that might be an option.
That might have been.
It might smell like a tire was taking a shower in there. You know.
Yeah.
Boy.
And like, so tire takes and gets another room. So I assume he just broke in and didn't actually rent the room. My guess.
Yeah, so watch
an exercise video. Yeah. What kind of credit card would a tire use? Yeah, I'm not sure.
Oh, American Express, of course. American
Express. What's in your wallet?
I don't understand.
Chapter one.
I understand. A tire watch a TV is stupid. All right. But at least later on, he's watching NASCAR, and there's lots of tires in that. All right, why is he watching a workout?
Right.
Like maybe you're right, John. Maybe it was just a drunk guy who passed out in the desert. He fell on the tire, died. You know, and like a doll factory or something. Somehow he gets. You know,
yeah, right. Possesses the tire, you know,
right?
As a,
yeah,
it's
I don't know. I'm trying.
It'd be, it's as good of an answer as any, I suppose.
Is this true? Because I put down right here, did one of the people in the audience say, is he gonna get laid? Is that? If you would have gave me this tire trying to bang this chick, I would have.
Oh, that would have changed everything. It would have changed everything. It'd be like a carousel unicorn.
Yeah. Oh. But at least he wouldn't have to get any protection.
Already has his rubber.
And if he could talk and he could say that, oh, man.
Oh my lord.
We're missing out here. Where's rubber two? Come on, it's been 13 years. Are you gonna come up?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, well, John, I'm just going to get right to the turkey. All right.
Yeah, so we got this. I don't know. What do you think? What is this guy? Is he like a movie promoter? Or
is he the director? Is he the. I don't know what he is.
I'm not really sure. I suspect he works for Dracula.
Could be. I mean, it definitely looks like he could. I mean,
he answered the phone and said, "Yes, master." So
could be.
I would think so. But then the weirdest thing happens. Because what? Right? I put a big WTF right here. Like, and I thought, okay, is this like a crossover to Thanksgiving? Because now we have a turkey.
Oh, boy. If this turkey would have pulled out a shotgun, I'm in.
Turkey, like turkey versus tire kind of thing, right?
Yeah, and then you got Jack Death hunting them both. I mean, that's all you need, John, right?
You just got stuffed.
Yeah. Oh, this guy has a turkey in his room.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, that's weird. And then,
he brings out a suitcase, a briefcase. What on earth am I looking at right now? Is it like a chef's kitchen in a suitcase?
Is it a crock pot there?
I think, I don't know.
Oh, ninja? You got a ninja in there, don't you? You got the ninja.
A little spiralizer, you know?
Well, boy, somehow this guy manages to kill this turkey and cook it in this motel room and does a great job. I'll just say, I mean,
It looked pretty good.
I know. I mean, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. So then he takes it to all the people who are watching the tire kill everything.
By the way, these people haven't ate anything. They're all hungry and thirsty.
Why would you?
Yeah.
So he throws down the turkey and they eat it like they're zombies. Over here, except for the guy in the wheelchair, Brett Favre.
Yep,
he doesn't eat it, but everybody else does. Well, we'll get to what happens to them because then we cut back to, and boy, do I got some questions for this, John. If you're the maid, okay. And you go, knock, knock, housekeeping.
Hello, housekeeping. Hello, housekeeping.
You come in and you're like, okay, there's nobody here. But then you hear the shower running. Aren't you like,
Sorry, I'll come back later.
Who goes in there pulling back the curtain? Who's doing that?
Maybe she thought it was the girl next door. She was trying to, you know.
I don't know. I was like, what are you doing? Because. Oh boy, yeah. Because I guess
what good was going to come of that? What good was going to come of that? Right? She pulls back the curtain. There's somebody in there. Oh, so sorry. I didn't know you were in there. Like, you didn't hear the water running? You just.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. I don't know. Yeah, but instead, she sees is old Mr. Rubber there getting a good soaking. Maybe get some Meguiar's tire shine, maybe on that there.
Oh,
yeah. You know? Yeah. How does that work? Can he apply it? Does he use soap? Like, what?
You don't have a. How did he turn on the movie? How did he, you know? Who knows? How did he turn the water on? You know? He doesn't have thumbs.
He does have the.
Yeah,
he vibrated that shit on. That's what he did.
Pretty good tread, too. I think he's got plenty of miles on.
Not bad for a tire disposed of in the desert, right? I mean, that's not bad.
Cleaning lady's like, bed sheets are all tire marked dirty. There's a tire left in the shower that was left running. Like, fuck, people are stupid.
People know how to party.
Man.
What'd you think? Is this the first time she saw the tire in a shower?
This is probably not.
That's why she just like, whatever.
Old tire in the shower trick. Yeah, whatever. I've seen this one before.
Crazy teenage kids.
Teenagers.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Boy, what a good prank, though. Like, if you're looking to prank a cleaning lady, leave a tire in the shower. She'd be like, what the?
So then we meet, I guess this guy owns the motel. I guess you find out later this is the guy who owns the motel, I think.
Yeah.
I love how he's telling this kid to go get him a pizza, and I'm like, where's this kid going to get a pizza in this town? There's like a gas station and a motel. Like,
what? You're in the middle of the desert, it looked like to me, but yeah, he hops on his BMX bike and rides in the town to go get some pizza. Whatever. It's fine.
Oh, Mr. Rubber killed the maid, I guess.
Yeah. The kid's like, tells his dad, I just saw a living tire. He's like, are you on the drugs?
Yeah, we're definitely on the mushrooms. the kid, I don't know, John. All right. I got to tell you, John. All right. When it comes to pizza, all right, I've ate a lot of pizza from a lot of places. All right. This kid goes and gets a pizza. He's on his bike. He stops on the way back, finds the blown up crow on the side of the road, decides to put a little bit of crow guts with the old pepperoni.
Oh. Like, how bad do you have to hate your dad? Because, like, you rode all the way out there, you got it, you rode all the way back, and then you added that in there. I don't know, man. I did, like, at least ate half the pizza.
Like, your dad's not going to notice the crow guts on the pizza.
That's what you get for not believing me about a living tire.
There you go.
It doesn't sound crazy at all.
But I do like the little journey old Mr. Rubber goes on, John, right? Because then he takes a dip in the pool. You know?
I'm like, is he swimming? Because, like, he saw the girl swimming. He saw her get out of the pool. And, like, then he goes in and, like, was he, like, trying to do the same thing, like, mimic her? Or was he trying to end it? Because he's just, like, in the bottom of the pool. I'm like, oh. Ooh, this kind of got morbid for a moment.
Bro, you don't know. You don't float. Bro, you don't float.
Well, there's the question posed to the audience. Do tires float? You know, I can't say I know that for sure. I don't know that I've ever tried to float a tire.
That's true. All the audience, they're getting sick. Can't be from the motel turkey. That's weird.
Oh, no. Poison. Oh. If only there was a little kid that would have peed on the turkey first. They wouldn't have made it.
Oh, boy.
Grandpa, yeah. I think the turkey's poisoned, Grandpa. You know what you have to do.
What a weird fucking moment. It just gets up and starts pissing on your food. Oh, oh, Jimmy, what's wrong with you, Jimmy? Jimmy. I don't know if that's his name. I can't remember.
I don't remember his name either. Yeah.
The spectators are poisoned. We get cops and paramedics are finally showing up, and this is where it gets, you know, I don't want to say this is where it gets weird, but
it takes, another dive into the weirdness. Yep.
This is where, the guy tells them, you can go home. No one's watching anymore. And they're like, what? And he's like, here, shoot me. It's fake.
Yeah, he tells them all the spectators are dead, so it's over. We can all go home. And they're like, what are you talking about? There's dead people here. We got to investigate. He's like, no, no, no. Just shoot me. And I don't know what kind of a jerk you got to be to your coworkers that they'd be like, all right, I'll shoot you.
I don't want to try this one out. Oh, but yeah, it's fake. I like when they're like, go slap that headless corpse. And they're like, yeah, it's still dead.
Yeah. Like, what? Give it a good slap. Huh.
Yeah, old Mr. Rubber here, he makes that motel owner's guy's head explode, John.
Mm-hmm.
Right in front of the lieutenant. Another kill.
But we find out not all of the spectators are dead. Brett Favre is still alive. And he wants to watch the rest of the show. He wants to see this, how this ends.
All right. Did I see a montage flashback for some reason, John?
There was funny because like the sheriff, the guy who's told everybody it's just a, you know, it's all over. He like pulls out his script. He goes, oh, the right. The killer is a tire. Oh.
Yeah. All right. Oh boy. And here's a moment where I got a little sad because the kid starts talking to the tire and all I kept thinking was, come on, say something back. Just talk back.
Do it.
I need you to sound like Tomater. Come on. Talk like Tomater. That's all I want right now. Nope, he never does.
You're an agent like a good neighbor. Bader is there.
It'd be perfect. It'd be perfect. Yeah, the nerd guy's trying to poison that last guy in the wheelchair, but he's not getting anywhere.
Casually talking to the guy about that time he killed his brother. It's like, what?
And I like how Mr. Rubber here gets pulled over by the police. So he blows up a cop's head. Another one, John.
Yep.
We cut back to the nerd guy. He, for some reason, eats the food that is poisoned and dies, I think.
Why would he eat that food? He already knew what it was there for. Not very smart.
But, John, you know what? What does make sense, John? You know?
No.
Why is E.T. Brown? Why do people like sausages? You know?
It's painful. Okay, next thing I see, I'm going to say I might feel a little bad about this because I laughed. Rubber finds himself looking at some black smoke. And there's a big pile of burning tires, and I kind of snorted and laughed a little bit. I'm like, oh, that wasn't very good.
Yeah, because you got to look at this from this tires view, right? Like, it seems like he just was born. Right, he doesn't know what's going on, and then you roll up onto this massacre that's happening in the middle of the
right, right? The slaughtering of all of his brethren, burning them alive.
Oh boy, I gotta tell you, I did too. I was like, yeah, of course, yeah. It's a tire burning pit in the middle of the desert, you know,
like you do,
Oh, boy. And then John is like, oh, 3 days later. And I'm like, so he's been on a head-bursting spree, it looks like?
Dead bodies everywhere. I counted 12 plus.
Oh, 12 plus on top of what we had?
Yep.
Oh, man. Yeah. And this is where he's watching NASCAR, and I put down playing chess, question mark? I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Cops are playing chess. Tyre's watching NASCAR, trying to see if Mark Martin's going to finally win that championship. No, he retires. Yeah, we get a mannequin with explosives. Oh, and I said, right. Hopefully, if not ancient princess-type mannequins.
Yeah, not like we saw on Mannequin 2 on
mm-hmm.
The Move, number
59. Oh,
I just saw who... What was it on HBO where they have both the mannequin movies, John?
Really?
Wow. Or it was either Paramount or HBO. They have both mannequin movies.
Wow.
Yeah, John, this situation is beyond bizarre here.
This is really weird now. Yeah. We took everything that was odd and weird about this movie and we just like did a line of cocaine and said, okay, let's get it going.
Yeah, fire it up. Here we go. Buckle up, everybody. Buckle up.
Yeah. You thought everything you've heard so far was weird. Hold on.
So, the cops, instead of just shooting the tire, the cops have this plan. They're like, okay, you know the one girl that's in town? Yeah, go get her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to have her talking to this mic that we're going to put on this mannequin that's full of explosives. Uh-huh. Because she has to talk to the tiger and say mean, seductive things to it.
I'm the naughty. Come punish me. She's got like... What do you think? She's got like a French accent or something, right?
Something like that. Like, what are we doing? Why?
Oh, by the way, there's enough explosives on that mannequin to blow that whole place up, right? The tire didn't need to be right next to her. It would have been, you know, 30 feet away, still would have been dead.
I know. So she tries doing it. Then the cop gets mad. He's like, well, let me do it. And I'm like, oh, boy.
So he tries talking seductively to the...
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. And Brett Favre doesn't understand why he doesn't just ice the bloody tire.
They have a script.
Apparently.
They sat down and wrote a script for her to use when she's seducing the tire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy. Yeah. Well, my favorite part is when it finally comes out of the room, it's sitting right there and they're like, why don't you just blow it up?
Like two feet away. Go ahead.
Yeah, that guy shows up. He's like, this is dumb. And we're like, well, yeah. Yeah, it is dumb.
It does pose a question. I do wonder if my local sheriff's office has like a safe. Where they store extra sticks of dynamite for such an occasion?
I only assume so, John. I only assume so.
I would hope, you know, for the safety of the community that they have, you know, a stockpile of TNT somewhere.
How else are you going to handle a situation like this?
Exactly, right?
My favorite thing she says to it is, you're nothing but a rubber shit. That's my favorite thing.
What?
So Mr. Rubber blows off the mannequin's head. They still don't blow him up.
The dynamite doesn't go. Yeah. So, forget it. We're just going to go in with a shotgun, blow the tire up.
What? Alright.
Why he didn't do that to begin with, I don't know. Fine.
Can I just say... And I said this out loud, and I had Carrie laughing. Because this might be one of my favorite when it comes to weirdest lines in a movie. When the guy in the wheelchair says, wait, he's been reincarnated as a tricycle. I said it out loud. I said, yeah, fuck got three wheels. Son of a bitch, he's unstoppable.
Oh. I don't. He went from just a tire. Now he's a full tricycle. I mean, before you know it, he'll be a killer automobile. And
oh shit! Oh boy! Yep, he'll be a super hybrid.
Super hybrid. Yep.
Yes, mm-hmm. Of course. That's number 149.
But oh man, might run on
blood, John. I don't know.
Might be. He's
been reincarnated as a tricycle.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. Just
little kid's trike rolls on out. Blows up that last spectator. Sorry, Brett Favre, you're gone. It just rolls off, I assume, into the sunset. I'm sure that looks really badass.
Can I just say, John, you know what crossed my mind when he turned into a tricycle? My first thought was, you're saying he could turn into a car, right? My first thought is, could he just go up 75 to that giant-ass tire?
Oh, no. Giant Uniroyal.
Look out. He's unstoppable, John. He's
unstoppable. Oh, man.
He's cruising down 75. Look out.
The big Uniroyal tire. That's fantastic.
Oh, boy. And so then, you know, he's playing, you know, you see me rolling, and he's rolling down the road here. And then all of a sudden, John, he starts getting a little bit of a following here.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, there's tires piling up behind him, rolling with him. And I'm like, how many tires are on the side of the road out here?
And why are they alive? What's going on?
Why are they alive? Are they all him? Are they all different? I don't know. Damn,
is he controlling them, or is he creating an army?
I don't know.
We don't really know. Oh, where do they go? They end up going to the Hollywood sign. Why?
Oh, boy.
We don't know.
That's just where you go, John, right? Yeah, you know? Oh, you know, Mr. Rubber takes on Hollywood, maybe the suburbs, you know? Hey, you know? Him and his gang, you know? Oh boy, just a bunch of tires, a tricycle.
Tricycle and some tires, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You see me rolling.
They needed to do that right there. I mean, come on.
You know? Yeah, they definitely didn't have the budget for that song.
Yeah. But yeah, that's how it ends. They're just in Hollywood, still waiting on Rubber too. More Rubber. But it's been 13 years. It's not looking good.
I don't know. Yeah.
Believe it or not, John, some bad reviews for this one. So
that doesn't what? What?
I know. Thought I'd tell
you. Seems like award-winning material to me.
What a weird fucking... I told you, I didn't know what to expect here. Right? I didn't...
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. I don't... Boy. You could have gave me a million chances to write this script, and I would have not nailed all this.
You know, it's so funny, because we've wanted to watch this movie for a while. We've known about it for a while. And just the opportunity finally came up, and we finished it. We're just like, what? What? What?
I know. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. Well, John, what are you going to follow up Rubber with for number 204?
All right. I got a little older movie. It's an 80, I think 86. I forget. It stars Wallace Shawn, who is a.k.a. Vizzini from Princess Bride. You know, inconceivable. That guy. And it's inconceivable. And Marty Taylor from Home Improvement. That's not his real name. William O'Leary. Marty Taylor from Home Improvement. So yeah, we got pretty much nobody in this movie, but
Marty Taylor.
Yeah, you know, Tim Taylor's brother.
Oh, okay. right, I got you. I know who that is.
All right, so this movie is called Nice Girls Don't Explode.
Okay, you know what, John? I like it.
A teenage girl, cursed with incendiary powers, struggles to find romance as her overactive emotions cause her to inadvertently start fires.
Oh, boy. They made this a movie. All right, well, all right. I've never heard of this, John. I can tell you that much. Wow. She's going to start blowing up people. All right. Well, I got it. I am definitely intrigued by this one. That's an interesting premise, I got to say.
Yeah. No. Incendiary powers.
Nice girl. Don't explode. All right. Well, sir, I got nothing but time, so we'll do that one next week.
All right. Well, take it easy. I'll catch you soon. Bye. All right, bye.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.